Hello, I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a survey about important issues facing our nation, state, and local communities, and we'd like to get your opinions. First of all, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
And in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, or Wisconsin?
Wisconsin.
Okay, and in what year were you born, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
1950.
Thank you. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
Oh, I'm definitely going to vote.
Okay, and if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Equal treatment for all.
Okay. And now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? Or like many people, did you skip that one?
Joe Biden.
And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Joe Biden.
And some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidate using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance you will vote for them, and 100, you will definitely vote for them. The first one, Donald Trump, from 0 to 100?
0.
And Joe Biden, from 0 to 100?
75.
Thank you. And thinking about this election this November, if the election for Congress were held today, will you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Democrat.
For Congress, okay. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, will you be voting for the Republican Eric Hovde or for Democrat Tammy Baldwin?
Tammy Baldwin.
And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Joe Biden and the Democrats.
Do you trust them much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
And now we're almost done with the survey. We're 65%. Thank you so much for your time. Please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. The first one, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
The next one, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Somewhat agree.
President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Somewhat agree.
And the last one, President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Somewhat agree.
Okay, and I'm going to read you a short list of the statements about different kinds of immigrants, and please, for each, tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them. The first one, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
The next one, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to work, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Somewhat agree.
The last two, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Some would agree.
And the last one, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Some would agree.
Okay. And now we're almost done with the survey again. We're 80%. Thank you for your kindness to help us. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you more or less likely to vote for in the 2024 election. The first program, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. So if President Biden enacts that program, will make you more likely or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election?
More likely.
Much more or just somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
The next one, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Much more likely,
well,
somewhat more
much
likely.
More likely. Much
okay.
More likely.
A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
More likely.
Somewhat more or much more likely?
Much more.
The next program, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
And the last three, a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
And the last two, a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Much more likely.
The last one, a program that grants work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Much more likely.
Okay, and lastly, please indicate if you're very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Donald Trump and Republicans believe cuts on the border benefits them politically, so they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Are you very concerned about that, somewhat concerned, a little, or not at all?
Just a little.
Okay, the next one, Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to the millions of migrants. Very concerned,
I'm sorry, you broke up there for a moment.
I'll repeat the statement, okay? And the statement is, Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little, or not at all concerned about that?
A little concerned.
Okay. Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Somewhat concerned.
The last two, Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Very concerned about that, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Not at all.
The last one, Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. Very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
A little concerned.
A little, okay. And now I'm going to introduce two brief approaches about President Biden, and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration. I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. The first one is Joe Biden. He says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. Or Donald Trump. Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long have they been in this country. So which approach comes closer to your own view, Biden or Trump?
Biden.
Much more or somewhat closer with Biden?
Somewhat closer.
And after hearing some more information, let me ask you once again about the November election. If the election for president were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Joe Biden.
And as best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers, yes or no?
Pardon?
Do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers, or no?
No, the only person I know who was undocumented is documented now, so...
Okay.
And he's lived here for like 25 years.
But in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? WhatsApp, OAN, YouTube, Univision or Telemundo, Fox News Channel or website, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, MSNBC or CNN, Spanish language radio programs, or none of the above?
None of them.
And now, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
European.
Okay, but do you have any Hispanic or Latino descent or ancestry?
No.
Okay. But were you born on the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or in another country?
I was born in America.
And were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
No.
Okay. And what language do you primarily speak in your home?
English.
And generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what?
I consider myself independent.
And do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party?
Closer to the Democratic.
And thinking in political terms, would you say that you're liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I'm moderate.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
And what is your religion, if any?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What is your religion, if any?
I was raised Catholic, but I'm kind of independent now.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
It's Elizabeth.
Elizabeth,
L-I-Z,
okay.
Yeah, L-I-Z-B-E-T-H.
Okay, thank you. And thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. We can know that you're interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future, yes or no?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, this concludes this survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.